About every 3 to 4 months, sheds in Western Victoria and southeast of South Australia get together to share either professional information or just get to chat or to look at each other's sheds. So it was our turn to do this just before COVID happened, and I was reminded last November that it was our turn to do it. So went ahead, and today is a get-together of sheds, and we've made it open to the public so that they can see what happens in sheds and also share the two main speakers that we have. And those two main speakers are local people. The first one in the morning is Ian Lewis, who is the only cave diving hydrogeologist in Australia. We are very privileged to have him come along. So he'll be speaking about the fault lines, the caves, the volcanoes, and anything to do with the ground that extends into Western Victoria and into South Australia. Our second speaker in the afternoon is Associate Professor Matthias Wickman, and he's going to talk to us about bowels, as in the lower end of us. He is well known for his work throughout Australia, and we are very privileged to have him here in the southeast at the Mount Gambier Health Services. So he's presenting in the afternoon.
So is this the first event that you guys have held since COVID?
We went to one in Haywood, and they are very good at organising get-togethers. Like, they have eye health for older people, or the chemist and relationship to older people. So they are very good at doing this, but they also are the ones who make sure that we get together in a cluster group.
Putting the Mount Gambier Menshed on display, what are you hoping that people from Mensheds all across the southeast will gain from being down here today?
Well, can I extend that for a start? We actually have two coming from Manham, which is 400 k's away, and into Victoria as far away as Port Ferry. So it's just not the immediate ones. We hope that the people who are coming, and we've got about 150 registered, half of those would be from sheds, and that includes men and women from sheds, as well as the general public from Mount Gambier. So it's showing our skills, or giving them an opportunity to get together again, because we really love going to other sheds, seeing what they do, who they've got in their local community that can share interesting things. We have about 18 static displays being set up, through from health, diabetes, prostate cancer, aged care facilities, aging mobility aids. So that's in the health sector. Other things on display will be toys, things made in the welding bay, turned up bowls from the wood lathes, and a whole host of other things that are made in our local shed. And our shed is an opportunity, our own shed is an opportunity for fellows to get together to look after each other. And if part of looking after each other is making things, and things don't get made very rapidly because there's always a group of fellas around who want to chat about all sorts of life things. So that's the emphasis in our shed, and that's why we like getting together and with other sheds.
How important are men's sheds to the local communities here in the southeast, as you said?
Around the southeast, nearly every community has a men's shed. For instance, Narracourt, Panola, Robe, Kingston, Nelson, Port Mac, you name the community, there's usually a men's shed there.
What are you hoping to learn in particular with interacting with, you know, people from men's sheds from around the region?
Every shed has skills, and men and women who have come from different backgrounds and are able to share those skills, knowledge and well-beingness with each other.
Can people still get involved? Are people still able to pop down and have a look at what you guys are doing?
They can. They won't get anything to eat because that's pre-ordered. If they'd like to drop down around lunchtime, and as I said, no meal, they can come and have a look at the static displays.